Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Rowe does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in. 3-0, Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you tonight from Rockets Bookstore in the campus of the University of Toledo. Prior to arriving here, another great meal over at Firdo's. We'll be talking about those two folks all night long. University of Toledo campus, that's kind of the highlight, the crux of our show tonight. Bruce Gradkowski will join us at 5:15 tonight, former University of Toledo Rocket quarterback, NFL quarterback as well. And Tom Luganville, he'll be doing the analyzing on the broadcast tomorrow night on ESPNU. So all University of Toledo football coming up tonight on the show. Biggest game of the year. 6 of the last 7 years, Northern Illinois University has represented the West Division of the MAC in the championship game. Rockets did get a win last year. It wasn't on the campus of Northern Illinois University. Of course, it was at the home of the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Rockets won that game last year. So, Rockets football tonight. Rockets with a chance to move into the top 25 in the nation. Old nemesis, and I mean old nemesis, Northern Illinois University tomorrow night at the Glass Bowl. Game gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Specials both at Firdo's. Specials, of course, here at Rockets Bookstore. We'll be touching on those throughout the evening. Again, Bruce Gradkowski at 5:15. Then at about 5:35, 5:40 tonight, Tom Luganville, he will be doing the analyzing for ESPNU, the television broadcast tomorrow night. World Series goes to a game number 7 tonight in Los Angeles, the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers. McCullers for the Astros, Darvish for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Other sidebar, I just heard Jim touching on this a couple of moments ago. Wonderful to see Clayton Kershaw coming out of the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Personally, I'm pulling for the Houston Astros tonight. Like the whole idea of a team that's never won it, and also, of course, with the hurricane. And, of course, JV, who had a chance to make history last night for the folks in Houston, did not happen, pitched a pretty good game. Houston couldn't hit. Houston all of a sudden can hit at home and can't hit on the road. Interesting tonight. We'll have the game right here in the ticket. More on that a little bit later down the road. Other football news. First college football rankings are out. I thought a little bizarre. But you know what? The more you think about it, a lot more games to be played. The teams that are placed in that top four, Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Clemson, they all have the, of course, their credentials to be there. Not sure the order. I'm not sure Georgia's better than Alabama. So far, they think, you know what, Georgia's played a little bit tougher schedule. Notre Dame, you know, they've had some big wins, and their only loss is a one-point loss to Georgia. So, again, Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, the top four. Ohio State checks in at number 6. Had Rod Beard on yesterday. You know, we started the show by saying the Detroit Pistons are first in the Eastern Western Conference. They were absolutely outstanding in the first two games out west. They beat Golden State. They beat the Clippers. Came to back to reality some last night. Lakers beat them 113-93. Red Wings win at home. Don't get too excited. 5-3 win. They beat Phoenix. Phoenix's record is 1-11-1. Hockey, speaking of that, how about this? Kevin Gibson, son of longtime Detroit Tiger great Kirk Gibson, has been signed by the Toledo Walleye. He was playing in Europe. His other son, of course, Cam, right now playing in the Arizona Fall League as a Detroit Tiger farmhand. Other news, Taylor Decker is back practicing for the Detroit Lions in the nick of time. Listen to this number. The Detroit Lions on rushing carries, line of scrimmage, 30% of the time, either a loss or no gain. I'll say that again. 30% of the time, running backs, Lions, either a loss or no gain. Plus, Matthew Stafford's been sacked 25 times. That's part of this whole equation as well. Ramon Santiago, favorite of Jim Leland's, will be returning to the Detroit Tigers as a first base coach this year. So a lot of football tonight, mostly Rockets football. Big one right around the corner, of course, tomorrow at the Glass Bowl. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. The University of Toledo Rockets and Logan Woodside taking on Northern Illinois. Football talk. Rockets right around the corner. My name is Mike Miller, coming to you from a Rockets bookstore right here on the University of Toledo campus before the game stop over tomorrow night. A lot of specials going on. We'll be talking to the manager, Rachel Davis, around 5:45 tonight to touch on some of those specials. Also tomorrow, Ferdo's next door from 3 to 5 o'clock, tomorrow from 4:30 to 7:30, tomorrow specials, half off all appetizers. Buy a sandwich, get a free side. Also buy one full entree, get the other one for half off if it's purchased of equal or lesser value. Parking available. Park at Ferdo's, walk over to the game, come back, don't have to worry about your car, have a cocktail, they accept Rocket cards, happy hour tomorrow as well. That's at Ferdo's next door. We're at Rockets Bookstore on the campus of the University of Toledo, back with Bruce Gradkowski after this timeout. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Halloween specials as well. How about this one? $158 a month. 2017 Ram Express Crew 4x4, again, $158 a month, 36-month lease. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. It's Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. 5:35 tonight. Tom Luganville will join us. He is a color analyst for ESPNU. They'll have the University of Toledo Rocket Northern Illinois game tomorrow night from the Glass Bowl. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff. Again, Tom Luganville tomorrow night will join us, or tonight will join us to talk about the game tomorrow night at the Glass Bowl. Joining us now, former University of Toledo standout quarterback, former NFLer as well, joined us a month ago, and his karma's been good. Rockets rolling on, except for that loss down in Miami. Bruce Gradkowski joins us. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
No, always a pleasure. Great to hear your voice. I think I'm one day behind you in the scheme of things. I just went next door and had a good meal at Ferdo's, and word spreads quick that you were in there yesterday and had a meal yourself. So I'm a day behind you. I walk next door here. I'm in the bookstore, and I appreciate you taking the time as always. Hey, Rocket fans, over the years, they've been heartbroken. They've had their souls basically ripped out because of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Tell me a little bit about that, the rivalry. It really has been a showstopper for the Rockets over the last, six, 7 years.
Yeah, it has been. I think Northern Illinois has been doing a great job. They have a great program. I look at Northern and Toledo as the two best programs in the MAC, you know, just as far as the school, the tradition, and, you know, the Rockets, I feel personally, is number one. Now, Northern's had our number, you know, for a little while. We broke the streak last year. But I had a talk this week with Logan Woodside, and I told him, that my junior year, we beat Northern in Northern to go to the MAC championship. But my senior year, on senior night, Northern beat us at home, and that was my only loss as a starter in the Glass Bowl. And I said, I wish I would have had someone at the time, you know, get me to just really look at what I have in front of me. And if we would have beat Northern, we would have went back to our second MAC championship in a row. So they're a good football team, you know, and they have been for a while, and it's always been a little thorn in our side. But I think this Rocket football team is one of the best we've seen in a long time as far as offensively, defensively, and special teams.
You know, Bruce, again, Bruce Gronkowski joins us here on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Ferdo's Restaurant and by the Rockets Bookstore. Hey, you mentioned Northern Illinois and their program, and I couldn't agree more. And I think everybody probably would agree between the University of Toledo and Northern Illinois, best two programs in the MAC. All we hear is Northern Illinois University Huskies. The dominance at times they've had over the Rockets. You mentioned their program, that it's top or near the top every year in the MAC, and their coaching staff. What do they do right over there? What's their DNA?
Well, I know when I was coming out of Toledo, their facilities look great. You know, you go to the facility, you go to Northern Illinois to play, you see the big new facilities that they're building, and you know that's going to, you know, attract young recruits. I think they've done a great job recruiting. There's a lot of great players that come out of that area, and they've had fantastic coaches, and that's been, you know, part of their winning tradition there. And, you know, Toledo does the same thing. I feel like Mike O'Brien has done a great job in hiring. I mean, look at Matt Campbell, what he's doing at Iowa State right now, and look at Jason Candle. I think Jason Candle start out fast. It's hard to take over a program and put your own spin on things and continue to be successful. And he's done that, and he has his team and a great opportunity for the big game.
Again, talking to Bruce Gronkowski here on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Northern Illinois University comes in tomorrow night at 6-2, 4-0 in the MAC. Rockets are 7-1, 4-0 in the MAC. You know, I mean, I'm going to use the word revenge. I mean, can players play? I mean, again, you played at both the college and the NFL level, and there's rivalries that every team in every city at every level has, Bruce. Can you consciously, when you prepare for a game, you know, we understand the X's and the O's and the game plans. You know a little bit about that. Can you coach a revenge victory, or can you coach getting ready for a rival any different than you would week to week?
Well, I think this game, with both teams being as successful as they've been so far this year, both coming into this game 4-0 in the MAC, this is a glimpse of who's going to win the MAC championship in my mind. Whoever wins this game is going to win the MAC, you know, because it's going to have to go through Northern. Yeah, Toledo has a few more games on their schedule, and they're going to be tough opponents, but they have to get over this hurdle in front of them. So it's not hard to get excited for this game. I know Toledo's guys, they share Jason Candle's laser-like focus, so their preparation is like none other. So I know Jason doesn't really have to mention much about the past, because these guys are focused on the future and what this game holds. And for Logan Woodside, he's about to, you know, smash all my career records, but his only focus is winning the MAC championship. So he knows this game is huge for that.
Great stuff. Again, this is Drive Time. Bruce Gronkowski joins us here. Show driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, Northern Illinois University of Toledo, Rockets tomorrow at the Glass Bowl. Bruce, tell me a little bit about, you mentioned your conversation with Logan Woodside. So obviously you're around the team a little bit this week. And listen, you spent a lifetime preparing for games and being around teammates and coaches leading into a big game. Did you sense anything there from the Rockets team and the Rockets coaching staff?
No, I just sense they're laser focused right now. I think they've prepared week in and week out, and they've put themselves in a great position to be 4-0 in the MAC, to face a good Northern Illinois team that has the number one ranked defense, to Toledo has the number one ranked offense in the MAC. So it's going to be quite a showdown. And I think, personally, my opinion is that they have to protect Logan Woodside. They have a good defensive line, Northern Illinois. This young kid, Sutton Smith, has 20 tackles for loss on the season. He's only a sophomore. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he's quick and fast, plays defensive end for Northern Illinois. They're going to have to slow him down. You know, protect Logan Woodside. Let Logan have time to deliver the football and have a balanced attack like they've been, running the football with Terry Swanson and then through the air with Deontay Johnson and those receivers they have. If they can do that, I think they'll be fine because their defense has been flying around playing physical. Toledo's defense has. So if they could get a few turnovers, I think it's going to be Toledo's night.
Great stuff. Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to touch on this, and we said this yesterday between the Bruce Gradkowski, between the NBA and Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League. And I guess the least interesting trade deadline is normally the National Football League. Tell me a little bit about that. And I don't think you were ever moved on the trade deadline of the National Football League, but surprisingly, a little bit of movement yesterday in the NFL. I'm not going to ask you to weigh in on each trade, but did the amount of activity surprise you at all?
Not really. I mean, the thing that surprised me a little bit is some of the best teams in the NFL are making moves, you know, and that's how they continue to stay on top, putting little pieces to the puzzle that they're missing together. You know, but it's cool to see that sometimes. You know, as a player, it's always tough because you see the business side. I mean, you look at the trade between the Bengals and the Browns. A.J. McCarron probably has his hopes up. He's excited. He's going to be a starter now. He's going to Cleveland, and all of a sudden, boom, the trade doesn't go through. And now you're sitting back in the Bengals locker room like, man, these guys are about to just trade me off, and now I'm sitting in the locker room. So it's kind of like an emotional battle as well that, you know, one team wants you, the other one's trying to trade you away, but then also they're happy to still have you. You know, it's a crazy game, but I think in the NFL you see a lot of the business side of things.
Good stuff, Bruce. Listen, have a good call tomorrow night. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it as always. Good contribution, and somewhere down the road, hopefully we're talking, if we can get you on, talking about a MAC championship game, and the game tomorrow night has a lot of weight leading towards that. Thanks again.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. Thanks. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. That's Bruce Gradkowski here on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, Toledo Sports Leader. Again, Rockets, Northern Illinois tomorrow night. That is a big one. TASS Electronics update right around the corner. Four-star window tint professionally installed in your vehicle for $149. All right, update right around the corner. Back to talk more Rockets football. This is Mike Miller coming to you from our good friends here at the Rockets Bookstore on the University of Toledo campus. My name is Mike Miller. Back with more.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's Sports Leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Rockets Bookstore. Glad to have you on board. Great specials tomorrow night before the game right here. Rockets Bookstore, come on in and see what they got. Huge selection of tons and tons of items here. Rachel Davis will join us around 5:45 tonight. The largest and best selection of UT gear, period, right here at Rockets Bookstore. University of Toledo Nike gear, a hat wall featuring over 100 different hats. Locally owned, locally committed, knowledgeable, friendly, helpful staff. Great stuff, Rockets Bookstore. Large selection of tailgate accessories as well. Alumni items that include tees, crews, hoodies, mugs, decals. Again, right here at Rockets Bookstore. Had a great lunch today over at Ferdo's next door. They have a special, by the way, tomorrow, 4:30 to 7:30, home game specials, half off on appetizers. You know, you buy a sandwich, get a free side tomorrow as well. Buy a full entree, you get one half off. The next one that you purchase, a Rocket card is accepted as well. Park at Ferdo's tomorrow. Have a great bite to eat. Stop through the bookstore. and make your way to the Rockets game when they play Northern Illinois University. This from Ferdows as well, and Mahir wanted me to pass this on today. He said, hey, everybody from our restaurant and the bookstore here, our condolences to all the folks that lost their lives and their family members as well. They are grieving with them here from both the bookstore and Ferdows, the tragic news and that terror attack in New York City. So they wanted me to pass that on as well. Jim, a little programming update tonight. What time's what are you going? You going first pitch around 8?
We are going for right from the beginning of pregame, which will be at 7 o'clock. So basically an hour of ESPN Radio at 6 when we're done here with drive time. Then it's on to Game 7 of the World Series until whenever the last out is made.
Tell me a little bit about the rest of the week. I know high school football playoff action coming up. Bill Clark will be a part of that with Central. What else is going on? Today's Wednesday. I know you're covering me both tomorrow and Friday. What's on the agenda?
Tomorrow, of course, is Thursday Night Football as Week 9 gets underway. Buffalo at the Jets, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. We'll have that at 8 o'clock tomorrow night here on the ticket. Then, yes, Friday, Bill Clark and the crew for Central Catholic's first-round playoff game. A little bit moved up. It's usually been 6:37 for pregame kickoff, 7:30 this time as the playoff games start a little bit later on a Friday evening. And then the final high school scoreboard show from about 10 or so when the game coverage ends until about 11 to get you all the scores of the high school playoffs. And over on Talk Radio 100.7 on Friday night, we'll have Bowling Green at Michigan Tech as we are once again the affiliate for Bowling Green Hockey here at Cumulus Toledo. So we do have some of the stuff. And then, of course, college football Saturday, NFL stuff coming up on Sunday.
Good stuff as always, Jim. Thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick time out here. Back again, Tom Luganville will join us, analyst ESPNU, after this timeout.
Save more at the Monroe Superstore when you see the low payment kings and take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on many of our most popular new models, including Ram 1500, Dodge Journey, Jeep Patriots, Jeep Cherokees, and Jeep Renegades. Call us today toll-free at 1-888-4-DODGE-1 or check out hundreds of vehicles or get free approved for your car loan when you visit MonroeSuperstore.com.
72 months at 0% with approved credit and lieu of rebates offer ends at 30th.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Rockets Bookstore. Glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, home of the Buckeyes, the Detroit Lions, and yes, and one of the Cumulus stations, also home of the Michigan Wolverines. Great high school football as well. World Series, we'll have that for you tonight. This is why we are Toledo's sports leader. Bruce Gradkowski joined us at 5:15 tonight, former University of Toledo Rocket great, and I was talking a little bit about Logan Woodside. Good chance he's going to break a lot of Bruce's records. He's broke some already before he graduates this year. So the Rockets in Northern Illinois, of course, coming up tomorrow night at the Glass Bowl. That is a 6 o'clock kickoff. The guy doing the analyst work tomorrow night on ESPNU joins us now, Tom Luganville, again, ESPN analyst. How are you, Tom? Thank you for taking the time.
I am great. I'm doing terrific this evening. How are you?
Very, very good. Hey, Tom, I guess the most impressive thing on your resume for folks in this part, the Detroit Fury. We remember those guys.
Boy, that seems like a long, long time ago, doesn't it? I can't believe I look back on that now, and I was out of there for about a year that I joined ESPN. Now I've been with ESPN for 12 years. Seems like it was 12 weeks.
You know something? I looked up the Fury after that, and, of course, we report on everything here in Toledo Sports Leader. I'll tell you one thing. The ownership group was pretty special with Bill Davidson, of course, being a part of that. And I forget who else was a part of it as well. The Ford family. William Clay Ford
sure.
was involved. We lost both of those guys, but two guys that spearheaded a lot of sporting activities in the Detroit area. Listen, we've got the Toledo take on this game tomorrow night, Tom. And listen, we know what goes on with the Northern Illinois University and our University of Toledo Rockets here. Basically, Northern Illinois has gone to the MAC championship game 6 out of the last 7 years, and they spoil the Rockets' party every year. I know you've done your game prep. You're a 12-year veteran now. What's your take on this one?
Well, I think what's going to be so interesting is to see how Toledo's prolific offense handles Northern Illinois' pressure packages with their defense, because this Northern Illinois defense, they create so much havoc with tackles for loss, sacks. They can really get you behind the chains, and I think that's what's important for Toledo on Thursday night. Pay close attention to how well they succeed on first and second down, so they get in third and manageable situations. And if they do succeed on first and second down, then they maybe can tempo Northern Illinois a little bit and get them off schedule. And this will be the best defensive front that Toledo will have faced. And, you know, one of the things that I think makes this matchup so good is these teams are very, very similar to one another. They both have three legitimate receiving threats that can break the game wide open. They've created turnovers in their defensive secondary with both teams. And so you look at these two teams and you say, something's got to give. Well, then I look at the quarterback position. I see Logan Woodside, and then I see a redshirt freshman in Marcus Childress, who I think is going to be a really good player one day, but he certainly doesn't have the edge in this matchup.
Well, it comes from a quarterback yourself, Tom. That's a good observation. Hey, you're the son of a coach, so you've been around teams that are preparing for a quote-unquote rivalry game this time of the year. Preparation for something like this, Tom, away from the X's and O's, do you prepare for this different? Listen, I know the intensity level automatically is going to be up a little bit, but going into a big game, a midweek game, what stands out about that?
Well, I think when you have teams that have set an expectation level the way these two programs have, there's a standard that's been set. It almost becomes commonplace, everyday focus and preparation. It's not as if they haven't been there before. And I think that's where you have an advantage with leadership in upperclassmen that understand how to handle the moment. The game doesn't get too big. The week doesn't get too big. You have a midweek game and you say, okay, well, maybe we're off kilter a little bit with our schedule. None of that stuff matters when a standard has been set. And so what I would look for is maturity. Two teams that have been there before understand the moment and know how to handle it. And I think that's a sign of a championship caliber team. And it's certainly what we've seen from Coach Candle and Coach Carey with both of these programs. It's one thing to build a successful program. It's another thing to sustain it. And you don't do that without setting a standard that everybody adheres to with each and every class that rolls in.
I got to tell you, here at Rockets Bookstore, where we're doing our show tonight, speaking of setting a standard, and you mentioned Jason Candle, who worked side-by-side with Matt Campbell at Iowa State, that's doing the tremendous things. I guess this, I want to touch on that in a moment, but in a roundabout segue here, you do enough college football, Tom. Tell me a little bit about the MAC. And we know where we stand. We know who we are. We know we're not the Big Ten. We're an Ohio State network radio station that you're on right now. But your impressions of the MAC, not only this year, but maybe the last couple years and moving forward.
Well, I'll say this first and foremost. I was the field analyst last week for Iowa State's big win over TCU, and what a job that Matt Campbell has done with that program and how they seem to be heading upwards in their trajectory. So congratulations to the Cyclones and Matt Campbell. You know, you go back, about 5 or 6 years, and I had about a 4-year run at ESPNU as the color analyst on Friday night MAC games and was doing a lot of MAC football from Mount Pleasant to Kalamazoo to Toledo to Bowling Green, just been about everywhere. And I always used to joke that the teams are so similar top to bottom in terms of their roster profiles that sometimes you could change all their uniforms and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between who is who. And then the two things that always seem to stand out is the quarterback position and one or two distinct skill playmakers that seem to set a couple of teams apart from a couple of other teams. And that's why how I've always looked at this conference with such great parity, such great competitiveness. You know, each and every week, top to bottom, it is, I think, arguably the most competitive top to bottom college football league that we have at the FBS level.
Tom Luganville joins us here. This is ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, Toledo sports leader. Hey, tell me a little bit, you touched on him, but before we let you go, Logan Woodside, you're a former quarterback, and as I mentioned, been around the game a long time. Just had Bruce Gradkowski on. Bruce was great talking about the records that he's seen falling almost on a weekly basis here. You know a little bit about QBs. Tell me what he is doing right besides having a good arm and a guy that makes good decisions. What else stands out?
Well, I'll give you a little history. I played college football with his dad, Jason Woodside, at Eastern Kentucky. And I can remember Logan being carried around by his mama the year after we graduated. We all came back for homecoming. And here's Jason Woodside with his little baby boy, less than a year old, by the name of Logan. So I go back a long way with him. I'm dating myself there, and it's been so fun to see him develop and to grow into the guy that he has become. I think one of the things that stands out to me is he has a level of competitiveness. I don't care if it's checkers, if it's hopscotch, if it's fiddlesticks, whatever it is, his competitive nature to me is infectious. And I think what that does is it makes your locker room and your huddle better. He can elevate the players around him because he's going to make good decisions. I think the players respect him. He's got mental toughness. All of those intangible factors, mental toughness, focus, athleticism, all of the things that you want to have, he does it. He makes good decisions with the football, so he puts the team in a position to win each and every week. He's been a real treat to watch this week as we've prepped for this game.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to put you on the spot here. From a raucous point of view, let me put it like this. Number one, what type of game do you think you'll see tomorrow? Now, you touched on a lot of ingredients that will play into your answer. I get that. But number two, from a Rockets standpoint, only because we're doing our show tonight from Rockets Bookstore, if the Rockets walk out of, out of the glass bowl tomorrow night and they are successful with a win, what would they have done right?
I think people have gotten some explosive plays on offense against a defense that doesn't give up many. And if they can create some explosive plays, then they're going to be able to stay ahead of the chains, and they're going to also stay in command of the game because now the pressure is going to go onto a redshirt freshman quarterback in Marcus Childers, who, as I mentioned, I think is going to be a very good player in the coming years for Northern Illinois, but he hasn't been in a game of this magnitude just yet in just his fourth start.
Great stuff, Tom. Listen, great contribution. Have a good call tomorrow night at the Glass Bowl, and thanks for coming on.
We will. Thanks for having me.
That's Tom Luganville, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, analyst tomorrow night from the Glass Bowl. Rockets kick it off at 6 o'clock against Northern Illinois University. Back with more to close it out. Rachel Davis right around the corner. This is Drive Time. It's driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. All of our guests, by the way, come courtesy of the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust.